2.6.
So, how long have you been living here?
For about 6 months now.
Why did you choose Beirut?
Because Mike, my husband, and I have always loved Arab culture and the language. Mike's an English teacher, and he got a job here in a language school.
Why did you want to take a year off?
Basically, I wanted a break from teaching. I love teaching children, but I needed a change. Also, I've been drawing and painting since I was little, but I've never really had the chance to study drawing.
Ah.
So this seemed like the perfect opportunity to have a change and learn to draw properly.
What have you been doing here since you arrived?
Well, I found a fantastic art teacher called Omaima, and I've been having classes with her since October. She's great, and she speaks English, which is lucky, because I don't know much Arabic yet. But I am learning the language as quickly as I can.
Is Arabic a difficult language to learn?
Incredibly difficult, especially the pronunciation. You have to learn to make a lot of new sounds.
Mm.
Also, it takes a long time to learn to read and write in Arabic.
You also teach belly dancing here.
That's right.
How did that happen?
Well, I've been teaching belly dancing for about 6 years, and I love it, so I wanted to continue doing it here. A lot of Lebanese women don't know how to belly dance, and they want to learn. I give classes here in my living room. We have a lot of fun.
Are your students surprised that an English person is teaching them belly dancing?
Yes, very. But they're also really happy to find that a foreigner loves Arabic music and understands something from their culture.
What's the best thing about living in Lebanon so far?
The people. The hospitality of the people here is absolutely amazing.